Penny Dreadful Cooks Up a Calamity by Joanna Naden. Read by Jane McDowell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Penny Dreadful turns over a new leaf. My name is not actually Penny Dreadful. It is Penelope Jones. The dreadful bit is my dad's joke. I know it is a joke, because every time he says it, he laughs like a honking goose. But I do not see the funny side. Plus, it is not even true that I am dreadful. It is like Gran says, that is, that I am a magnet for disaster. Mum says if Gran kept a better eye on me in the first place, instead of on oven gloves in the 2 o'clock at Haydock, then I might not be quite so magnetic. But Gran says if Mum wasn't so busy answering phones for Dr. Cement, who is her boss and who has bulgy eyes like hard-boiled eggs, which is why everyone calls him Dr. Bug-Eye, and Dad wasn't so busy solving crises at the council, then they would be able to solve some crises at 73 Rollins Road, that is, our house. So you see, it is completely not my fault. But the magnetism is extra especially annoying when you are trying to turn over a new leaf, that is, not be dreadful at all, because it makes it very impossible indeed. What happens is that me and Gran, and Gran's cat Barry, and my big sister Daisy, who is very irritating, are watching Animal SOS, which is a TV series where animals are always nearly dying.